Welcome to the Senior Citizens Programme, coming to you on a frequency of 90.3 FM. And on the line we have now Cormac Cahill, and he's going to speak to us about dementia, Understanding Together services. Hello, Cormac, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. This new initiative, or maybe it's an old initiative that's just been updated, with regard to Understanding Together service and availability of home care and working groups with dementia. Now, dementia apparently covers a huge amount of different aspects as such, and you could nearly say it's an individual disease as such. It's when, apparently, as far as we can understand, when the brain starts to wind down. Would that be an assessment? Would that be an accurate assessment?
Yeah, I mean, dementia, as you said, it's basically an umbrella term. So I'm sure your listeners are probably kind of familiar with Alzheimer's disease, also vascular dementia as well. So they're all, if you like, a part or come under dementia. So dementia is basically caused by kind of a number of diseases that kind of damage nerve cells in the brain. So common symptoms of people who have developed dementia will be things like they may have difficulty thinking, they may have difficulty communicating or problem solving, carrying out everyday tasks, if you like. You know, often people who have dementia can, you know, can experience memory loss, for example, or, you know, change in mood or behavior. At the moment, around 55,000 people have dementia in Ireland, and it's anticipated now that that's actually going to, you know, it's going to double now over the next 20 years. So by, let's say, by 2036, it's going to be in and around 113,000 people who have dementia in Ireland. So it's certainly growing. So it's certainly a big, big social issue, I suppose, in Ireland today.
Yes, and of course we longevity now is a very major fact in Ireland, and people are living longer, but that doesn't say they're going to get dementia as such. And the percentage of people are going to get, and you say it'll be 13,000 in the next coming years as such. Now, with regard to dementia, like the normal thing is loss of memory. From our understanding of it, a person can't remember what day it was or whether they left something in the press, or maybe left something behind them and they thought they had it, and all this. And you know, with individuals, it can be an individual case as such. Now, with regard to services regard to dementia, now the assessment of dementia, like people can disremember things. I'm not too bad at it myself, coming up to the top of the stairs and looking, what did I come up here for? And then you remember to sort of turn on the immersion or something or other, get something out of the drawer. And it would be just a secondary lapse in memory. But that doesn't mean you're having dementia. Dementia, as far as we can understand, can take years to develop.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, certainly. I mean, but basically, dementia will, you know, it'll affect everybody differently. I mean, everyone's experience that we talk to here on the ground, if you like, their own experience with it, and even that of their family members, it's very, very different for everyone. I mean, you're right that, you know, dementia isn't a normal part of aging, if you like. It is very, very different to that. I mean, typically it's very kind of progressive, if you like, and a person's kind of, you know, the things like memory loss and not being able to communicate, problem solving, generally that will decline over time. You know, certainly age is a major contributory factor, but it's, again, it's not a normal part of aging, and even in Ireland today, I think it's something like 1 in 10 people who are diagnosed with dementia in Ireland are actually under the age of 65. So I mean, we would talk to people here you know, who are in their 40s, their 50s, their early 60s, who have developed dementia. So I think it's one of the kind of misconceptions really around dementia. People think, well, it's something that perhaps people who are only over the age of 65 might develop. But it's not true. Like I said, 1 in 10 people who are diagnosed with dementia are actually under the age of 65. So it's not an older person's condition, if you like.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently it can be a very, very slow progressive disease. It might have started maybe 20 years hence as such, and gradually, very slowly got worse. And now that brings me around to understanding together this service now, and the availability of home care and working groups, etc. We know there's no cure for dementia, but apparently it can be slowed down.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There is no cure for dementia. Slowing down and things like that. I mean, that's why we would always encourage that if people are experiencing those early signs and symptoms of dementia, and they can always either get in touch with ourselves here in the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. You can ring our helpline. It's free and confidential. 1800 341 341. Or if you are experiencing those early signs and symptoms, please get in touch with your GP. It's very, very important that people are able to identify dementia diagnosis at the earliest stage, because perhaps there can be, you know, supports and services put in place at an earlier stage. Perhaps there's medications. You know, there's lots of planning and things like that for the future. So the earlier that's put in, you know, it's much, much better for people. There is a lot of research being done at the moment in terms of looking at, you know, kind of ways of reducing the prevalence of dementia. So there was a study done last year, which was released by the medical journal, The Lancet, and it looked at contributory factors such as you know, leaving education earlier, or you know, depression or diabetes, you know, or a lack of physical exercise. All those types of things could be seen as being contributory factors to developing dementia. So we would kind of you know, call on the government to include these messages in a lot of their kind of health policies and public information, that there is this body of evidence that says that these key factors, I think there's 9 in total, such as diabetes, could be seen as being contributing factors to developing dementia.
Mm-hmm. Now, with regard to carers, if you have 55,000 plus people that you know of, it could take 3 times as many people to care for the one person, or probably help the one person as such, you know, and that could put a huge burden on all sorts of family life as such. And it depends on the circumstances, you know. If you have a big family, they can rotate around doing this and that and the other thing. But if there's only one or two, or maybe a husband or a wife, it can put a huge strain on them.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, carer stress is a massive issue. We have our own dementia carers campaign network here, so they kind of look at a lot of those kind of issues of carer stress and supports and things like that that kind of need to be put in place. Extra services, for example. I mean, we were involved in a research study last year, along with Trinity College, and it was called a de-stress report, and it basically was exploring all the health and well-being of family carers of people with dementia. I think there was something like over 200 people were surveyed for this, and like a lot of the kind of study was saying that there's a lot of anxiety there amongst carers. There's a lot of depression. A lot of carers are on kind of, you know, prescribed medicines. Some of them even have chronic health conditions like arthritis or diabetes and things like that. So there is a lot of stress being put on carers as well, and it's certainly a big issue that we are looking at to actually address, because what we're hearing back from people is that, yeah, you're right, people are under a lot of stress and under a lot of strain as well.
And of course, nursing homes, only about 5% of the population, it's less than 5% of the population, require to be put into a nursing home as such. And there's all sorts of other bits and pieces with a fair deal and all that type of thing. But care can be very, very essential. You know, it depends on the progression of the dementia, you know. Even getting the person out for a walk can be difficult.
Yeah, I mean, a part of the care, if you like, for someone with dementia, we're always calling for a kind of a community reaction, if you like, and for the whole community to be involved. Like you said, there, it can be something simple like getting somebody out for a walk. Or one thing we've been calling a lot for is because we feel there's a big stigma around dementia and people who have dementia and their families, is that we're trying to increase the public awareness of dementia in the community and for the whole community to be involved in this in the solution. And what I mean by that is, if we have people in the community who know someone who has dementia, it could be something very simple like calling over for a cup of tea, asking how the person is, ask how they're doing, are they having a good day, things like that. It's very, very simple. Or perhaps even saying to a carer, is there anything I can do? Do you need a help with something? Do you need some shopping done? And it's just that the whole community is involved in the care, and that there's a bit of support there as well, because often people with dementia and indeed their family carers and so on can feel very alone, very isolated. They feel like they're the only person going through a situation like this. So we would certainly call on, if your listeners are people with dementia or they're living in the communities, please just make you feel just that bit more involved. And it could be something very, very simple, like calling in for a cup of tea, asking how the person is. So that's kind of one way of kind of relieving some of the pressure on carers, but also making the person with dementia feel that bit more involved in their own community.
Yeah, now with care, now where care is available, a carer may call to the house. And there's been a whole raft of disputes over this now, quite recently, you know. A carer may come and may just have to help to get a person out of bed or something, or to wash the person, and they're given half an hour to do it. And I mean, the time allocated seems to be absolutely ridiculous with people with dementia, progressive dementia in particular, where they have to make sure that they get the medication and they get washed and whatever is to be done. And the carer themselves only about 25 minutes and to do it, or half an hour. It depends on the case, of course. And that assessment, but all this caring seems to be hived out into the not the public arena, the private arena as such. And it's a business, in other words, and it's been something like $100 million is being paid for these caring services. I think it was about $100 million last year was paid out to these services. So some of them were public and majority of them were private businesses as such. And it doesn't seem to be working very well, particularly people with dementia. There are people also with all sorts of other problems that they have to get care of. But with dementia, the time allocated doesn't seem to be enough.
Yeah, I mean, home care is a massive issue. I mean, From our research, there's something in around 63% of people who have dementia actually want to be cared for in their own home. So over the last number of years in particular, we've kind of concentrated on kind of advocating for more home care supports, really. I mean, even in our kind of pre-budget asks last year, we were looking for more home care supports, for more hours to be put in, and also for an increase in things like dementia advisors. So we have a number of dementia advisors here, and they're a great community and home care support for people. They go into people's homes and they give them information. They offer kind of, you know, at home support in terms of advice and signposting service and to what their options are and what options they have in terms of services and access to these services in their local area. So we're looking for more of those supports now, and it's a huge kind of a groundswell, if you like, of support for more home care, for more community supports to be put in. I mean, even our pre-budget petition that we had last year, it was signed by something like 5,000 people, you know, from right across the public, and even the all-party Oireachtas group on dementia that actually, you know, that was advising the government to invest in more community supports for people with dementia. So, I mean, we're happy to see that, I think it was something like 37 million was announced for more home care packages in last year's budget, but we'd be looking for some of that money to be used for ring fence for people with dementia, because it's quite, home care for people with dementia is quite kind of specific. So we're hoping some of that money can be ring fence, but certainly home care seems to be a big issue, and there's more of a call for it now. So we're hoping, if you like, that more hours, more home care can be arranged, you know, in the immediate future, really.
Mm-hmm. And of course that entails assessment that can be a very, very long journey, about the onset of dementia. Is there any common factor between a person who you might be thinking is getting, they might never get dementia, but indication, it's normally the GP who would advise the wife or the husband or the brother or whatever, that this person may be, getting dementia. And is there any, indicators that would indicate dementia such that would cover right across the board?
Yeah, there are lots of those kind of earlier signs, if you like. Sometimes it can be something simple, like remembering kind of recent events, or if you've always driven a certain way home from the golf club or whatever, and you lose your way that day, or can't, you kind of lose your bearings. Sometimes people may have trouble just coming up with the right word, or just figuring out a problem, or sometimes it can be something simple like kind of they just can't make a decision on something, or again, just kind of finding their way. They, they can be kind of those earlier kind of signs and symptoms. And if they kind of continue over, even a kind of a short period of time, we would certainly ask people to, again, please get in touch with their local GP, or you can always give us a ring here on our Alzheimer helpline. It's very important that if people are experiencing those signs and symptoms, to get in touch, because the earlier you kind of can get in touch with a GP or get a diagnosis of dementia, then you can start looking at what kind of community supports are out there, or what home care packages are out there, or what adjustments do I need to make? Are there medications I can take? That kind of a thing. So really, we would certainly call on people that we are experiencing those earlier signs and symptoms again, such as remembering recent events, or figuring out a problem, or making a decision, and if this kind of continues over even a short period of time, to please get in touch with somebody. You can always talk to one of our helpline staff here. It's a free and confidential service, so it's open 6 days a week. So all the information's up on our alzheimer.ie website.
Yeah, and that's 1800 341 341. That's the number, I think.
That's correct, yeah.
We keep putting that out over different programs, every now and then.
That'd be great.
And now the nobody can foretell the future. Well, we don't have a crystal ball here at all. But the you reckon that in 20 years the 55,000 will double?
Correct, yeah. That's what we anticipate now. So it's around 55,000 people we anticipate. So, yeah, by 2036, we anticipate it'll be up to around 113,000 people. So, with that, it kind of the things that I was talking about earlier on in terms of more public awareness for more communities and for the wider public, really, across the country, to be more dementia aware, and for the government as well to make dementia a real priority. I mean, there is a lot of work being done around, you know, we now have a dementia strategy, and this, you know, in all party group in the Oireachtas as well, that's been led out by Mary Butler and Senator Claire Kelleher. So there's so much work being done, but really, because this is such, there's a bit of urgency because we anticipate it's going to double over the next 20 years. We just feel it needs to be a priority for the government, and also with that, the community and the public awareness that goes around such a pressing kind of a social issue, and the campaign that you referred to earlier on, the Understand Together campaign, the HSE campaign, but we're one of the partners in it, and that's again looking at just kind of increasing the public awareness around dementia. They've brought out a number of TV ads over the last couple of months and radio ads as well. They also launched a new website as well, understandtogether.ie. So it's very much a place that people can go and look for information and support on dementia. And again, really that campaign is looking at increasing the awareness so people are kind of open to having a conversation about dementia, and that to be less kind of stigma and fear around the condition. So all of those things certainly helped.
Yeah, that reminds me, in the years gone by, well, maybe quite a few years gone by, used to say the person was getting the second childhood, and you know, that type of thing, and he's dothering or she's dothering. And of course, until Dr. Alzheimer came around, apparently it was very little done about this, or any research or diagnosis into this. And apparently now at least we know possibly how to tackle dementia. And I say it's a multifaceted thing, and it can affect people in different ways. And hopefully in the future now there will be an awareness, and services are essential. Absolutely essential with regard to dementia and looking after people in the homes, etc. And Cormac, we will be back with you maybe down over the year with regard to your Understanding Together services. And I'd like to thank you very much for coming on a very short notice to talk to us about dementia, and lots of people waiting. I understand dementia, you know, and just a little bit of knowledge can go a long way.
Great stuff. Well, yeah. Thanks very much for having me on.
All right. Thank you very much, Cormac. And we'll be talking to you over the year. Right. Bye.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye.